question 1 of hour 53. In print advertising, this bicycle was touted with the following. We built it like a sports car to give you safety, power, and go. A further claim was that it was action engineered. What is the name of this bicycle brand?
Question number 1 of hour 53. In print advertising, this bicycle was touted with the following. We built it like a sports car to give you safety, power, and go. A further claim was that it was action engineered. What is the name of this bicycle brand? Good luck from everyone here at 90FM.
Thank you.
right, phones down in the back, please. Phones down in the back. We're wrapping up question number one of hour 53. In print advertising, this bicycle was touted with the following. We built it like a sports car to give you safety, power, and go. A further claim was that it was action engineered. What is the name of this bicycle brand? The answer is Roadmaster. Once again, the answer to question number one of hour 53 is Roadmaster. Moving on to question number two of hour 53. Television character Jeff was proud of the many t-shirts he had commemorating his youthful days. His wife had some made into a quilt. One of the shirts was of Spring Break 1987. While reminiscing, he tells of the competition that he won while on Spring Break in 1987. What is the competition that he won while at Spring Break 87? Once again, question number two of hour 53. Television character Jeff was proud of the many t-shirts he had commemorating his youthful days. His wife had some made into a quilt. One of the shirts was of Spring Break 87. While reminiscing, he tells of the competition that he won while on Spring Break in 1987. What is the competition that he won while on Spring Break 87? Good luck! Number two of our 53, television character Jeff was proud of the many t-shirts he had commemorating his youthful days. His wife had some made into a quilt. One of the shirts was of Spring Break 87. While reminiscing, he tells of the competitions that he won while on Spring Break in 1987. What is the competition that he won while at Spring Break 87? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
To sing the worried man, to sing the worried man, to sing.
phones down in the back. We're wrapping up. Question number two of hour 53. Television character Jeff was proud of the many T-shirts he had commemorating his youthful days. His wife had some made into a quilt. One of the shirts was of Spring Break 87. While reminiscing, he tells of the competition that he won while on Spring Break in 1987. What is the competition that he won while at Spring Break 87? The answer, a belly flop. Once again, the answer to question number two of hour 53 is belly flop. Moving on to question number three of hour 53, the human chatterbox and the daydreaming postman were descriptions given to characters in this long-running radio sitcom. What is the full name of this program? Once again, question number three of hour 53, the human chatterbox and the daydreaming postman were descriptions given to characters in the long-running radio sitcom. What is the full name of this program? Good luck. Question number three of hour 53, the human chatterbox and the daydreaming postman were descriptions given to characters in this long-running radio sitcom. What is the full name of this program?
Never had to knock on wood. tested. I'd like to see that if I won those times. Look at the tested and just stand before the grace of wine. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Question number 3 of hour 53, the human chatterbox and the daydreaming postman were descriptions given to characters in this long-running radio sitcom. What is the full name of this program? The answer, The Baby Snooks Show. Once again, the answer to question number 3 of hour 53 is The Baby Snooks Show. Moving on to question number 4 of hour 53, some business executives have two sides to their personalities. One side is their business, dressed business side, and the other is their casual side. One such executive, while driving through the countryside, exchanges his suit for the clothes of a scarecrow. What is the make of the automobile that he is driving at the time? Once again, question number 4 of hour 53, some business executives have two sides to their personalities. One side is their dressed business side, and the other is their casual side. One such executive, while driving through the countryside, exchanges his suit for the clothes of a scarecrow. What is the make of the automobile that he is driving at the time? Good luck as you play in the world's largest trivia contest here on 90FM, your only alternative.
When I used to play shoot 'em up, bang, bang, baby. I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up.
Some business executives have two sides to their personalities. One side is their dressed business side, and the other is their casual side. One such executive, while driving through the countryside, exchanges his suit for the clothes of a scarecrow. What is the make of the automobile that he is driving at the time?
Magic moments when two hearts are kissed. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic.
Phones down in the back. We're wrapping up. Question number 4 of hour 53. Some business executives have two sides to their personalities. One side is their dressed business side, and the other is their casual side. One such executive, while driving through the countryside, exchanges his suit for the clothes of a scarecrow. What is the make of the automobile that he is driving at the time? The answer is a Lincoln. Once again, the answer to question number 4 of hour 53 is a Lincoln.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
And I am joined here with Oz.
Hey, Becca.
Hi.
Okay, I've been getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of complaints about this. And,
about me?
No. A lot of complaints about things.
Worried.
About the people are like, this. It's too short. It's
the contest
too short.
Is too short.
So, John and I worked diligently on this. We're going till 6 o'clock tomorrow night. What do you say, huh?
Yes.
All right, we're ready to go. That's it. Yeah,
so
6 o'clock tomorrow night. Let's do it.
Where are these questions coming from?
Oh, we got them all made up.
So does that mean I have to be on the air until then?
I'll take the next shift.
All right.
We'll work it out. No, just having a good time out back and thanking the operators for coming in and thanking the players, and let's do this last hour and a half.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who volunteered here, and thank you to the executive staff for really putting it together this
year. And thanks
to
whoever's calling right now.
All right, thanks. All right, moving on to question number 5 of our 53. Turn your copy of the new Trivia Times to picture number 11. The logo in picture number 11 is for a specific brand. What is that brand? Once again, question number 5 of our 53. Turn your copy of the new Trivia Times to picture number 11. The logo in picture number 11 is for a specific brand. What is that brand? Good luck. Question number 5 of our 53, turn your copy of the new Trivia Times to picture number 11. The logo in picture number 11 is for a specific brand. What is that brand?
You're gonna want me for you.
phones down in the back. We're wrapping up question number 5 of hour 53. Turn your copy to the new Trivia Times to picture number 11. The logo in picture number 11 is for a specific brand. What is that brand? The answer, Winthrop. Once again, the answer to question number 5 of hour 53 is Winthrop. Moving on to question number 6 of hour 53. What is the first and last name of the television private investigator who made the following statement? I never saw Chinatown. Is that with Jackie Chan? Once again, question number 6 of hour 53. What is the first and last name of the television private investigator who made the following statement? I never saw Chinatown. Is that with Jackie Chan? Good luck. Question number 6 of hour 53. What is the first and last name of the television private investigator who made the following statement? I never saw Chinatown. Is that with Jackie Chan?
Let's do the metal shake and let it like a hot cake.
time in the back. We're wrapping up question number 6 of hour 53. What is the first and last name of the television private investigator who made the following statement? I never saw Chinatown. Is that with Jackie Chan? The answer, Andy Parker. Once again, the answer to question number 6 of hour 53 is Andy Parker. Moving on to question number 7 of hour 53. This one-time NCAA men's individual golf championship runner-up once shot an unbelievable 55 in a tournament in Texas. What is the first and last name of this collegiate athlete? Once again, question number 7 of hour 53. This one-time NCAA men's individual golf championship runner-up once shot an unbelievable 55 in a tournament in Texas. What is the first and last name of this collegiate athlete? Good luck from everyone here at 90 FM. In the middle of question number 7 of hour 53, this one-time NCAA men's individual golf championship runner-up once shot an unbelievable 55 in a tournament in Texas. What is the first and last name of this collegiate athlete? Good luck.
Wake me up and don't be late. Don't sit around and around and be a mistake. Oh, go, 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 go,
wrapping up question number 7 of our 53. This one-time NCAA Men's Individual Golf Championship runner-up once shot an unbelievable 55 in a tournament in Texas. What is the first and last name of this collegiate athlete? The answer, Homero Blanco. Once again, the answer to question number 7 of our 53 is Homero Blanco. Moving on to question number 8 of our 53, big screen character Mary Fiore enjoys a game of Scrabble with her father and two others. During the game, she creates a big point six-letter word. What is that word? Once again, question number 8 of our 53, big screen character Mary Fiore enjoys a game of Scrabble with her father and two others. During the game, she creates a big point six-letter word. What is that word? Good luck. Question number 8 of our 53, big screen character Mary Fiore enjoys a game of Scrabble with her father and two others. During the game, she creates a big point six-letter word. What is that word?
No. I wonder why I
down in the back. We are finishing question number 8 of our 53. Big screen character Mary Fiore enjoys a game of Scrabble with her father and two others. During the game, she creates a big point six-letter word. What is that word? Earwax. Once again, the answer to question number 8 of our 53 is earwax.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good evening. With 90FM News, I'm Megan Hairchump. Is the hand sanitizer mom keeps in her purse becoming the new flask? It is in a Baltimore prison. Prison officials contacted the Maryland Poison Control Center when they found an inmate intoxicated from the hand cleaner. As stated in a report in the New England Journal of Medicine, hand sanitizers are about 70% alcohol, which translates into 140 proof. The Poison Control Center's director, Dr. Suzanne Doyen, states that the cleaner is really just another form of liquor, so the same potential for abuse is there. Next time you notice Grandma going through her hand sanitizer rather quickly, you may want to see if her hands are really that tidy. In other news, when most people get fired up about community service, they don't mean it literally. The exception is John Fletch. He came out of retirement to help out the cell phones for soldiers drive by strapping 13,500 firecrackers onto a specially made suit and lit the fuse. His antics left him bruised, but Fletcher isn't fazed. He told the local papers that he will just take some Tylenol. Fletcher's stunt resulted in a donation of 200 phones at his workplace, Liberty Tax Services. The program hopes to collect another 500 phones in the next few days. Starting to get ideas? Remember that you are not Superman, so being on fire will hurt. Just another example of how the Trivia News team is always looking out for you. I'll be right back with your Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this Trivia Newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
Your Central Wisconsin weather for tonight. Thunderstorms likely late in the evening, with occasional thunderstorms after midnight. Low of 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Cooler, a chance of showers during the morning with high of 65. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 39. Currently, it is 58 degrees. I will have the point values from hour 52 and question 1 for hour 54 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 90FM, wondering if you want to do a Trivia Focus.
Yes.
What's your team name?
Poppin' Fresh Doughhead.
How did you get that name?
Well, I call my son a doughhead all the time, and the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy is our mascot.
Do you guys have a theme song?
Too much time on my hands. I got too much time on my hands. My stick.
Do you guys have any interesting trivia traditions on your team?
Cannibalism. Yummy.
What do you guys do to the first person who falls asleep on your team?
Cannibalism. Yummy.
What is your most embarrassing memory?
Getting kicked off of the Ayatollah's team. And we're beating them this year.
If you guys were to win in Trivia 38, what would you want as your prize?
My name is Janet.
Would you go on a date with Oz if Oz were dressed as the Doughboy?
Well, sure.
What is the habit about other people that you find disgusting?
Cannibalism, yummy. My name is Janet.
If Oz were dressed as the Doughboy and you guys went to a bakery, would Oz be a cannibal?
Yes.
And you'd be okay with that?
Well, no, I'd have to shoot him then. My name is Janet.
Would you like to learn more about DJ Albino?
Not really.
He's single.
I think, you know what? I think that the DJ Albino is really from Afghanistan and you guys are just pronouncing it wrong. No, he's from Albania.
What would you do to a team member? Wait, what was that team that you guys are beating this year? You're happy about?
Ayatollah Silver Kingdom.
What would you do to a member from their team if they infiltrated your team's headquarters and started stealing your answers?
Cannibalism, yummy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice of you.
My name is Janet.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
That could rule.
For 90FM Trivia Focus, I'm Zach Bergeron.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM. WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin,